Opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital Management, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often treacherous financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
And we are back. Man, it feels good to be back. It's been a while. I was just thinking, we did a repeat show last week. So for those of you that joined in or caught it, if you were sitting there thinking, man, this sounds a lot like last week. It was. I was with the fam down in San Diego doing a little vacation time. Had a great time. Went to the San Diego Zoo, which is pretty impressive. Have you been there? Wow. It's big. I mean, they had everything. I'm kind of an animal lover, so I was fascinated. The only thing that really bummed me out, though, was the hippos. They got an incredible hippo enclosure where you can see underwater and everything. And we get up there. It's toward the end of the day, and hippos are gone, which led me to question, where do hippos go? Right? Do they herd them?
They weren't underwater?
No. They were nowhere there. And the kids were looking at me like, where are the hippos? And I'm looking at them going, you know, I know they didn't put them on leashes and walk them out of there. And interesting fact, do you know that hippos kill more people than any other animal on Earth?
I did know that, actually. I've heard that.
Isn't that wild? They look so snuggly, you know, and they look so happy. Anyway, you didn't tune into the wrong show. This is a finance show. Just get a little offbeat at times. I just found that fascinating. You go to the hippo enclosure and it's just empty. It's like, you know, it's not like a room full of dogs or something where you open the door and you just shuttle them in there. I mean, these things are, what are they, like 2,500 pounds, 3,000 pounds? Anyway, this is not a zoo show. So getting into it, you know, a lot has happened in the last 2 weeks and yet not a lot. I think the biggest development to talk about, though, is interest rates. And if you've heard the show before, we've been talking about this a lot. And the thing you want to watch with interest rates is the 10-year treasury. It's sort of the foundation, if you will, of the entire bond market and therefore interest rates, and everything kind of feeds off that. Of course, the Fed funds rate, which is the rate that is set by the Federal Reserve and the rate at which it loans to other member banks, is really the foundation. But the one that we're really looking at in terms of, you know, the Fed funds rate could be at 1.5% and they could cut it theoretically to 1.25 and the yield on the 10-year treasury could go up, right? So why we watch the 10-year treasury is it really helps us to distill not only what interest rates are, but how the market is reacting to that, right? What's really happening in the market? Because, of course, the market determines the price. And to see bonds or to see the 10-year treasury tick up over 3, it's been a while. I think it's only done this once in the last 8 years. Don't quote me on that, but it's interesting because we've lived in this low interest rate environment so long with relatively weak GDP growth. And one of our biggest fears, we've been talking about rising inflation for a long time. But I wouldn't call it a fear, but a concern we have is, can the economy sustain higher rates? And, you know, I think the answer is yes and no, meaning that if it's a very steady, very calm rise, yeah, they can. But if we get meaningful movement higher in rates, let's say, for instance, the 10-year treasury reaches 3.5% in the next 6 months, I don't think the economy can take that. And the simple reason for that, and I'm not saying it's going to be a catastrophe, but the simple reason for that is, as consumers, as a government, as U.S. corporations, we've all got the record amounts of debt on the balance sheet. And I don't know if you've been paying attention, but we've had incredible earnings beats in the first quarter of this year. And the biggest fuel behind that, of course, is the tax cuts. Right? You're paying less in taxes. That money's dropping to the bottom line. And boom, you get a big pop in earnings. And productivity of the companies has been good too. I'm not saying that. But the biggest reason for all these beats is tax cuts. And the easiest way to think about interest rates impacting companies' bottom lines is it's sort of like a tax raise, right? Whether they're issuing new debt, whether they're rolling existing debt over, they're going to have to do it at higher and higher rates, which means higher debt servicing costs, right? So we've kind of existed in this Goldilocks environment of decent growth, super low rates, not really going anywhere, very predictable. And as interest rates rise, now the important thing to think about, guys, and again, no, we're not in the business of predicting here, and we're certainly not Chicken Littles. And by the way, if you're just joining us, this is the market update. I don't think I broadcasted that, but really not much. Stocks have been washing back and forth, 10% off all-time highs. The biggest development is the rates, and I think it's the key thing to focus on. And what the other thing is, investors, what do higher rates mean to us right out of the gate? Bond losses. Values of our bond funds and our bond holdings going down. And look, we've been talking about it for almost 2.5 years now. It is happening, and we're sitting down with clients and prospective clients on a regular basis now, and we're seeing red numbers in bond funds. Bonds are losing money. And look, they're going to continue to. And as we've said many times on the show before, the answer isn't more stocks, guys. Now, if you've listened to the show before, we've been concerned about stock valuations for a long time, and rightfully so. They're highest valuations of all time. But what have we said? Said don't sell, don't panic. For the most part, it's still a good environment. There's a lot of concerns out there. There's a lot of potential storm clouds, but there are also good things too. It's just all about risk management. Know your risk radio, right? It's all about risk management. And any professional investor that doesn't tell you that doesn't know what they're talking about. And to go off on that, now I think a lot of you listen to this show, you know about our bond replacement. It's the entity that we use instead of bonds that's guaranteed against loss, so it's safer than bonds. It cannot lose. It has no annual fee. It has no upfront fee, so we lower cost. That's one of the things that drives me nuts. You've got these bond portfolios paying clients less than the inflation rate on their money. They go, what do you mean? CPI is at 2%. CPI is not the inflation rate. How could the inflation rate be at 2%? And do you see a 2% world out there, guys? Now, there's reasons why the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, is only reading 2%. One of the biggest reasons is it doesn't include housing and fuel costs and food costs, which, in my opinion, makes it a pretty worthless inflation metric. But, I mean, we look around, right? It's we're not going to include in our inflation calculation. Inflation calculation, that's a heck of a rhyme. Sounds like a children's song. What was the name of that show? What was it? The Alphabet Train? Anyway, I've taken a lot of diversions today. You have to stay with me. But it's not the CPI is not a valuable inflation metric. I mean, just go look at housing prices. We're in Seattle. We don't need to, and I don't need to go at great lengths to tell you guys that inflation isn't tame. It's certainly not at 2%. But anyway, so I think inflation's probably more, in real inflation's probably more at about a 3.5-4% range. And you've got the average bond fund net of fees maybe paying 2.5%. So you're effectively losing 1.5%. And now rates are rising, so your bond fund is actually losing value as well. And then on top of that, you're paying some advisor 1% a year to manage it. It's crazy. The advisor's literally making more money than you are. So when we can lower the costs, We've insured against loss. And then this vehicle is capturing, like I said, 60, 70% of the upside of the stock market with no upside cap, right? It's called a fixed indexed annuity. We talk about it on the show all the time. I sit there and I go, look, I know for a fact we say the word annuity, people are going to cringe. And it's because of miseducation. And a perfect example of this, I was driving, where was I going to? I don't know, somewhere on the weekend. I was listening to another investment show. Because I got, you know, KTTH on the radio and just turn it on, probably just like you guys. Probably the reason why a lot of you are listening to the show right now. Not like you're waiting by the dial going, man, we can't miss Know Your Risk Radio. And if that is why you're listening, God bless you. I'm just willing to bet that's probably not the case. But anyway, so I was driving around, listening to one of these finance shows, and I heard the word annuity come up. And I went, ooh, this will be interesting. And look, annuities make up one of the smallest parts of our business. But I just always like to, you know, hear what people have to think, because it's such a hot button issue. And they came right out of the gates and they said, look, there's many different kinds of annuities. One kind is called the variable annuity and we don't like it. And I sat there and I went, good advice. And they go, now one kind is called the fixed indexed annuity and we do like those. And I said, oh, good. These guys are on the right track. And they said, and we like, and we'll only use the ones that have the guaranteed income benefits or guaranteed income riders. And I went, oh, no. And the reason why I said, oh, no, and it killed me because they seemed like nice people. They seemed, the people who are doing this radio show, and they seemed fairly intelligent. Didn't seem like they were giving out bad advice. But the thing that frustrated me about it is I went, they haven't done their homework. And why I know that is because we have. And the guaranteed lifetime income sounds so good. And clients sit there and go, why wouldn't I want guaranteed lifetime income? And I'll tell you why. A new client of ours, client X, we'll call him, had a $5.5 million portfolio. Very little debt. And he wanted to take $2 million of his portfolio and basically treat it like the bond fund, but he wanted a guarantee against loss, wanted the fixed index annuity work perfectly. And he said, look, I want this to be my pension. I want a guaranteed income benefit. And I said to client X, I said, okay, well, hold on. Let me show you both. And I said, I can sell you one, but first caveat I want you to know is that typically, if I sell you a guaranteed income benefit product, that's got a guaranteed income stream or a pension aspect to it that everybody seems to like and these people on the radio were talking about. First caveat to know is that typically I'm going to get paid a higher commission on that. So I just want you to know that. That there's not a conflict of interest. I'm not steering you away from it because there's a conflict of interest. I'm a fiduciary. I can't have conflicts of interest. But I want to show you both. I want to show you one that has a guaranteed income benefit, and I want to show you one that doesn't, that's just guaranteed against loss and just grows. And the first thing that we want to point out is that pretty much any time you're talking about a product that has a guaranteed income benefit, you're looking at between 1 to 1.2% annual fees. With the products we use without them, have no annual fees. Okay, so that's number one. Two, virtually 100%, now, probably not 100% of the time, but virtually, we'll call it 98% of the time. The products with the guaranteed income benefits have upside caps, so they cap how much you can grow. So an advisor might tell you, look, this gets 60% upside of the stock market, up to 6% or up to 7%. And the tricky thing about caps, guys, you got to remember that's a max. So you're going to have years in these products where you make nothing. And if you have a year where you make six and that's the upside cap, and let's say the market's up 20%, you make six. What is your average in those 2 years? 1 year you made nothing, you didn't lose, but you made nothing. The other year you made six, it's a 3% average, right? So anytime we cap anything, it brings our long-term gains way down. So anyway, I digress. And I said to him, I go, okay, how much do you want? He wanted $2 million and 3 years from now, he wanted it to produce $150,000 of income. So I said, okay, we're going to run two 13-year scenarios. We're going to do it with the guaranteed income product that's $2 million in, 3 years from now, it's going to start paying you $150,000 a year for the rest of your life. And then we're going to do this other product, and we're going to give it 3 years. It's just the growth product with no fee and no guaranteed income rider. And we're going to start taking $150,000 out of it 3 years from now. And we're going to run that projection for 10 years, and we're going to look at where we're at. Now, the guaranteed income product, the product's guaranteed for life, but whatever you put into the product, the guaranteed income benefit counts against that. So on that 13-year projection, he put in $2 million. He's got that guaranteed $150,000 payout for the rest of his life. But the $2 million, the cash value of the annuity after 13 years, was down to right around $400,000. Don't quote me. Maybe it was $450,000, right around $450,000. Now, when the cash value of that guaranteed income product reaches zero, it doesn't really matter because it'll continue to pay him the $150,000 a year. But that now he's locked in, right? When the cash value goes to zero, he can't change the investment. He can't move it. He's done. All he's got now is the $150,000 income stream. Now, over here on the other side with the product that's got no upside cap, no management fee, we did the same thing. Took out $150,000 a year. And after 13 years, so he waited 3 years in both products, started taking income after year three, and then took that $150,000 for 10 years in each product. In the other product, after 10 years of taking the $150,000, he had $2.1 million. So he actually went up. He actually grew his money. And why is that important? Because retirement is all about preserving your options, giving you max flexibility. And why that's important, guys, especially in an environment like today where we have some of the lowest interest rates in human history, going back thousands of years. What if 10 years from now, we can go out and get a municipal bond portfolio that's paying 7% tax-free income? Now he can take that $2.1 million and he can generate, what is that, right around $150,000, but it's tax-free. Maybe rates are higher. Maybe he wants to take and buy an event. I don't know. But the point is he's still taking the $150,000 a year. Same level of income, but it's not quote unquote guaranteed for life. But in this basket, he put in $2 million and he's got $2.1 million. In this basket, he put $2 million in and he's got $400,000. And he's got a guaranteed lifetime income benefit. But you don't need a guaranteed lifetime income benefit if you got more money. And that's why when I heard these people saying it, look, like I said, I get it. They want to be safe. They think they're doing the best thing for the client. But the beautiful thing about these annuities, it's not the income. We got to change the way we're thinking about it. The beautiful thing about the annuity is that we can grow our money at almost three times the rate that we can in bond funds, and we're guaranteed against loss. That's the part of the annuity that we need to embrace, not the guaranteed income. It's just like in the lottery. We all need to think about it. Almost everybody out there knows, do you want the annuity when you win the lottery, or do you want half the money up front? Everybody knows we want half the money up front. Why? Because you can do more with it and you can generate more income and you've got options, you got all these things. The investing in your retirement account, it's the exact same thing. We want the thing that grows our money the fastest and the safest. So if you're out there considering an annuity, guys, and this isn't our pitch, we can sell those too. We have in certain circumstances in the past. There are certain scenarios. But if you're out there looking for a safe investment, something you can average 6.5, 7% a year in, like you used to be able to in a bond portfolio, something out there that's safe, something out there that isn't going to eat you alive in fees, and as a matter of fact, has no fees, if that's the kind of thing you're looking for, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. And we just do it really simply, guys. We take what you're looking for, the criteria, we put it in the computer simulation, whatever it is, and we're completely agnostic about the products we use. It's mathematic. It's a program, right? And if you think you want that lifetime income benefit rider, or you think that sounds good, you need to do the math. You need to give us a call. And I'll just show you. Like I said, it doesn't matter to me. I've got no dog in the hunt other than to do what's best for my clients as a fiduciary. So don't let somebody sell you one of these guaranteed income annuities. The reason the insurance company is going to guarantee your income, every additional guarantee we put on anything costs you something. There is no free lunch. You know that. And it's just like the lottery. If you win $500 million, the $500 million jackpot, do you want the annuity that pays you this amount for life, or do you want half of that, $250 million up front? Everybody knows. No, you take the half. It's common knowledge now. Yet at the same time, they're going out with their own money now, not money they've won, money they've earned and worked for and saved. And they're getting the guaranteed income annuities that lowers their growth, that increases their expenses. And like I said, I don't think the advisors are doing it. It's not nefarious. They're not trying to do it. They're just buying into the myth as well. And it's because they haven't done their homework. It's just in the numbers. And if you want to look into these products, or if you're thinking about buying one of these products, you need to give us a call. Look, we've gone up against a lot of other firms. Bottom line is nobody's done their homework on these things like we have. And the reason I know that is because we had to get drug kicking and screaming to sell these products. I'm a finance guy through and through, got a major in finance, a couple credits short of an economics minor. Grew up in the industry, worked at a mutual fund company, Russell Investments. I am an investment guy. I am a stock guy through and through. It was a very hard adjustment for us to start including insurance products in our portfolios, but we had to. Bottom line, it was risk management. It lowered our costs. It increased our gains, increased the productivity of our clients' cash, improved security, gave them better protection. It just won on all fronts. At some point, interest rates will go up higher and bonds will be attractive again, but that's probably not going to be for some time. And if you want to know why I say that, go look at the last 30 years in Japan, right? They essentially went to zero rates in 1990 and they're still there almost 30 years later. So anyway, I've gone over here, but keep an eye on that, guys. If you're going to look at one of these products, or you want to find a safe investment and you're thinking about these fixed index annuities, and if you're allergic to annuities, those are trash. Ken Fisher says they're wrong. They don't know what they're talking about. I'm just sorry. Unless you're a person that wants to be 100% stock all the time, and we have clients like that. And we've got ways to try to add additional protection around that. But, you know, I think now's a great time to have an extra layer of security. And I have for quite a while. And recent market action sort of backing that up. So anyway, like I said, we've gone over. We'll be right back. Have several more great segments to get to. Hopefully we got some good information for you. As always, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. You can get our Common Sense Investing booklet. We'll get that out to you. You can also call us for a phone consultation. We do about 8 of them, 8, 10 a week now. We've got a lot of those. About 15 minutes, we go over what you're doing, compare it to how we're doing it. Maybe you got questions about these products. We can run those income, guaranteed income product illustrations against those growth product illustrations I was talking about and just show it to you. But if you're considering a safe investment, or you're looking for something like that and you're considering these annuities, give us a call. There's just a lot of misunderstanding out there, and there's just a lot of miseducation. And it's something that we have done an extensive amount of research on. And I feel like we pretty much know, it's an area that we know better than anybody we've run into. And I don't say that to brag. I just know it because I was such a skeptic myself. So anyway, you can also go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com. The new website will be live tomorrow. So I encourage you, well, tomorrow. Today, while you're talking, I'm recording the show on Friday again. But while you're talking to me, the new website's up. We've got the white paper from Roger Ibbotson talking about how annuities are going to be superior to bonds going forward. Backs up our whole thesis. But anyway, we got to take a quick break. Stick with us. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you worried that a market collapse like 2000 and 2008 could constrain or delay your retirement? Or maybe you're sitting on a pile of cash earning nothing? If so, call us and request our complimentary booklet, Common Sense Investing. Hi, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. We'll show you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
I am indeed a client, and I recommend Zach to you. Get Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Call now. Get your free copy, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors and host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo every Saturday morning at 7. I truly believe putting a long-term care plan in place is one of the best things you can do to protect your assets and your family. But I also know more planning is needed as you head into retirement, and none more important than estate planning. That's why I would like you to join me and attorney Rick Gregorick on May 12th for our upcoming Retirement Asset Protection class. Rick is host of Your Partner in Law right here on Cairo, and he will educate you on the steps needed to set up an estate plan to protect you and your family, and he will also teach you about some of the most common mistakes people make when putting an estate plan together. I will be discussing new long-term care options, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. So join us Saturday, May 12th in Kirkland for Retirement Asset Protection. Seating is limited for this special class, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you for sticking with us. And if you heard the ad in the break talking about Brian Ott, 525 Advisors, Brian Ott and I do not work together. We have no financial relationship. He's just really good at what he does. And that's where we send our clients for long-term care. So if you've got any needs, I'd encourage you to go to 525advisors.com. I believe that's it. You can just Google 525 Advisors if that's not. I should have my card in front of me. But give Brian a call. He knows it like nobody's business. That's where we send our clients for long-term care. And Brian and I just see eye to eye on things, and we've partnered in a non-official manner. Clients that are looking for financial help, he'll refer them to us, and then we use him for our long-term care. He knows it better than anybody. So I'd encourage you to catch his show as well. He's got a show as well. It's on 97.3 Cairo FM at 7 a.m.? 7 a.m. on Saturdays? So I'd encourage you to listen to Brian and check it out. But anyway, want to get in. Had an interesting thing with an existing client. And we have several different ways that we manage our clients' money. We talk about the annuities in the last segment that we use as a bond replacement. On the management side, we've got a couple different approaches. And the reason we've got a couple different approaches, I'll explain it. But one, first and foremost, and probably the most controversial, and it shouldn't be, but with some people it is, some people it's not. But we have an algorithmically managed ETF portfolio. First of all, ETFs, they don't invest in the underlying stocks. They're just bets. They're just investments that follow the market, right? We're not trying to pick individual stocks. 93% of stock managers underperform the S&P 500. So why would we pay somebody extra to underperform the market? We can just buy the market. And you can buy any market around the world. And they're very cheap. They cost a fraction of what mutual funds do. And it's an algorithmically managed portfolio, which means the computer's making the decisions. And when the computer thinks that things are very risky, or the market's going to go down, and it's not making trades all the time. We don't use a program like that. We specifically avoided those kinds of programs. But the program that we use is a program called Helios. And if you want to try to get it through your other advisors, you can't. It's a proprietary product that we offer our clients, and we've cut a special deal with the guys at Helios. But anyway, the computer is reading real-time economic data. And when it views things, it's looking like at economic technical indicators like the ISM, the Industrial Services and Manufacturing Index. It's looking at things like the yield curve. And when those things flash recessionary signs, the computer algorithm begins to, and it's looking at a lot more than just that, but it's looking at all these economic indicators. And when things get more dicey, it starts moving from stock ETFs to U.S. Treasury bond ETFs. And it did that, incidentally, during 2008-2009. And this algorithmically managed portfolio was actually up 13.5% throughout 2008-2009. The S&P was down 35 to 40. Now, we don't guarantee, you know, there's no guarantees that it's going to do that well again, but it's just a great way for us to keep our clients fully invested, keep that stock exposure up, but also have an escape hatch, if you will, a layer of security. So that's one of the ways we do it. The other ways we do it, we have clients that want all stock portfolios that we'll put together for them. We don't do as many of those anymore because we're value investors and this is the most expensive stock market in history. So not a lot of stocks fit our metrics. Then we have our actively managed portfolio, which fewer clients are involved in. We're pretty aggressive in that. We just made that an official model last August. Since then, we've doubled the S&P 500 over that period of time. We're up about 15%, and I think the S&P is up 7.5% since then. Again, no guarantee that we'll keep doing it. As a matter of fact, we're going to have years where we whoop the S&P like we have this year. We'll have years where we underperform. But we have different approaches. And one of our clients has been with us for a while. He decided about 4 months ago, he'd seen the results of our actively managed portfolio. And he decided he wanted to put some of his money in there. And we went through the whole warning part of it and the disclosures and had him sign a form that said he understood what, you know, the risks and all those other kind of things because, you know, there's no guaranteed results. And crazy enough, right after we made that move with this bit of his money is when we had that volatility blow up. And we were hedged in the account, and so he didn't go down nearly as bad as the market and all that kind of stuff. But it was a little bit rocky. And from the point he got in, at one point, I think he was down as much as 8.5-9% in a month and a half. And he was rattled. And he decided to pull his dough and just said he wanted to go back to it. And I said, look, I know you feel that way, but you got to give it time. You can't do any investment for 4 months. You're going to get yourself hurt. And he said, you know what, I know, and I appreciate it, Zach, and I don't blame you. And he's a great guy. But it's giving me heartburn, and I'm sorry, it's my fault, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, I just want you to know, I want it to be on the record that I'm advising you not to do that. And within 2 or 3 weeks, I think we'd gained back like 6% of that, so now we'd be down like 1.5-2% or something like that. And he called me and was like, oh, you should have listened. And I said, look, it's a common mistake that a lot of people make. And I refer to it as short-termism. And markets can get rocky and scary. And I know it better than anybody else because I do it for a living. They can leave you scratching your head. They can leave you worse, maybe wanting to beat your head against the table. But when we're investing, guys, we have to have a long-term view. Which is one of the reasons that we've emphasized risk management so much over the last 2 years. Even the markets have gone straight up. When do we need to be the most cautious? When everything's great. Remember, investing works inversely. When everything's great, and it's not fun. Look, you want to get carried away. You want to be cheering. You want to be posting your 401k account on balances on Twitter or Facebook, which, believe it or not, I've seen a lot of people doing. And you want to get caught up in the party. Every time you look at your account, it's up. But when things are like that, that's when you need to be defensive. And you need to be cautious. And investors do the exact opposite. And one of the biggest things they do is they suffer from short-termism. Either they get too excited and they push too much in when things are going up and look great. Or they freak out when there's a bounce. And this is why our approach, I believe, after years of, you know, spending my life in this business, I believe there is no other approach than risk management. Because when we have a clearly defined plan, we've got clearly delineated assets, we have a clear portfolio objective, that we follow that as opposed to responding to market conditions. We position the portfolio in such a way that when, not if, when the storm comes, your losses are limited to what we can handle, to what fits into your plan. And all the while, we're increasing your upside and lowering your cost. It is not fantasy talk. This is what we do all the time. It's what we do every day. It's what we've dedicated our business to doing. Got to think a little outside the box. But not only is it possible, it's something that we're doing every single day. But the one thing that will kill you, regardless if you're invested with us or anybody else, short-termism. And yes, you can use that phrase. But anyway, if you want to hear, if you want to talk to me about this, if you want to talk to me about a different way to go about doing things, if you want to learn more about these products that I was telling you about that go up with the market, guaranteed against loss, no annual account fees, that we're using as a bond replacement. Remember, I said bond replacement. I'm a stock guy through and through. We don't replace our stocks with these. But they've averaged 6-7% over the last 30 years. Guaranteed against loss. Not the most exciting things in the world, but just a great place to put cash. A great replacement for bonds. Give us a call. 866-779-RISK. And we'll do a free portfolio review with us. You can get our Common Sense Investment Booklet. We can do the review, the 15-minute review on the phone, where we compare what you're doing with how we're doing it, and we'll show you the secret sauce. We'll show you exactly how we would do things and how that portfolio has performed over the last 10 years, 20 years. You can also go to the website, knowyourriskradio.com. Check out the white paper there by Roger Ibbotson. And also, like I said, I'd encourage you at least go to look up Brian Otten 525 Advisors. Long-term care isn't for everybody, and we'll tell you that. We'll be honest with you. But if you need it, and if you're looking to it, there's no person I would trust more. As a matter of fact, I've sent him family. And I can sell it. I'm licensed to sell it. I don't, because I think it's a, I don't believe in being a jack of all trades, master of none. We stick to the finance side. So anyway, we got to wrap this up. Got some great more segments coming up left on the show. Stick with us through the break. Thank you for listening as always. This is Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you worried that a market collapse like 2000 and 2008 could constrain or delay your retirement? Or maybe you're sitting on a pile of cash earning nothing? If so, call us and request our complimentary booklet, Common Sense Investing. Hi, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. We'll show you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
I am indeed a client, and I recommend Zach to you. Get Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Call now. Get your free copy, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we're back. Thank you for sticking with us. And I want to get right into it. I've run a little over, as always. My producer's sitting there going, yeah, that's a big change. So I run on a little bit, in case you haven't noticed. But want to talk about profit margins. Now, this may not be the most exciting topic, but it's something to pay attention to. And the reason we like to pay attention to profit margins is because they've been a phenomenal recession indicator. And if you think about it, it makes sense, right? We live in a cyclical world. Human beings tend to think linearly, not tend to, we do. We extrapolate things out. If it's like this today, then it's going to be like this tomorrow and the day after, right? It's amazing. As long as we've all been around, we don't think in cycles, even though we know it. And usually our response to that is us beating our heads against the wall going, why did I do that? I know that when the things look the best, they get bad. Or I shouldn't have bailed because I know when things look the worst, they get better. I mean, how many of you have been there before? I have too. What we're referring to, even though we may not acknowledge it, is cyclicality. It's just the way things work. And one of the reasons, at least in finance, that we see cyclicality in markets is profit margins. As profits increase with companies, they're making more profit, therefore they're more desirable for investors, therefore investors will pay a higher multiple or a higher price to purchase their shares. It's pretty basic, right? But what we've seen going back, you know, 40, 50 years or more, and I'm looking at a chart right now as I say, as I'm speaking to you, that profit margins have peaked for the last 30 to 40 years at somewhere between 8 to, let's say right now we're at about 11%, somewhere in there. Right now, in 2018, we're seeing the highest profit margins on record, which is great. It's phenomenal. It's a good thing. A lot of it has to do with the tax cuts that were passed. Now, as a side note, there's another thing that I don't think gets paid enough attention to. A lot of the bigger profit margins have to do with big data as well. And what I mean by that is you've got all these computers now, right? AWS, Amazon Web Services, the cloud, right? These are big data computing systems. And what I mean by that is a company can take, think of a company like Caterpillar, makes tractors, right? It can load virtually every bit of its business into one of these big data software programs. And that computer can tell them right down to the penny where they're wasting money. For a truck driving company, it can say, look, if you have your truck drivers average 62 miles an hour instead of the 66 or 67 they're currently averaging, you'll save this much on tires, you'll save this much on gas. Therefore, companies are finding profits in places that they'd never looked before. Big data is a big part of that. The other part of it is the tax cuts. So it's not fake, it's real. Record margins. But now we've seen them jump. And now we're up really in what Jeremy Grantham, head of GMO, a famous and astute investor, calls freakish territory for margins. And that's a good thing. But here's the downside. It doesn't last. Why doesn't it last? Because of competition. As margins rise, they typically correspond, peak margins tend to correspond with peak labor, meaning that when you get record low unemployment rates and record high margins, that's usually probably the top of the cycle. And it's because there's less workers out there, and so firms start competing for labor more. And as they compete for labor more, they've got to pay more. And if you've been watching over the last 2 years, we've steadily seen, not crazy, but it's been picking up, wages have grown. Again, it's a good thing. And I don't want to sound like an Eeyore here, because this is all positive, but it's just the way the world works. And as these companies have to start paying more for employees, their costs go up and their profit margins go down. Now, what's interesting right now is at the same time, interest rates are going up, which will eventually, probably not right away, but it will, not if, it will chew into profit margins. And it's not a bad thing, but these are why economies, this is one of the main reasons that economies are cyclical. And it's something that we need to be aware of. And the problem that I see out there is most people look at this information and they go, it's great. Everything's great. We're going to the moon. No, no, it is good. Don't get me wrong. I'm a capitalist, for goodness sakes. I love higher profit margins. But when it's not when we want to be really aggressive. And I know that sounds kind of strange. But when you see record high profit margins, you typically also see what? Record high asset prices. Check. We've got that. Right? When as investors do we want to be aggressive? When profit margins are horrible and there is no tomorrow. Right? Think about 2008, 2009. Don't you wish you go back there and go all in? Profit margins were abysmal. Profit margins hit one of the lowest points in the last 30 years during 08, 09. But that's not what we're seeing a lot of people do. We're seeing a lot of investors push further out on the rate curve. Again, does this mean we sell everything and go away? No. But what it does mean that if you do not have a plan, if you are not properly instituting risk management, and guys, bonds ain't going to do it for you. If you need more evidence, just look at this year. You got stocks basically flat, maybe a little down. I got to look at the numbers, but close to it for the year. And bonds are down at the same time, right? You're sitting there going, wait a second. Bonds go up, stocks go down, bonds go up. Nope. Hasn't been that way for 10 years, and it's not what happened during 08-09. If bonds are your protection strategy, give us a call. 866-779-RISK. And I'm not saying that just to get the business or win you as a client. I'm saying it because you're going to be grossly, grossly unhappy. You're going to be grossly disappointed. Because your bonds are going to continue to lose money. And if they don't, right, here's the upside. Hey, invest in this asset class. You're going to lose money. But if you don't, you'll make less than the inflation rate. And when you put it like that, everybody goes, well, I wouldn't want that asset. Well, then why are 40 to 50% of your money invested in bonds? Why is 25% of your money invested in bonds? Now, can you have a little money in bonds and short-term bonds right now that aren't as, sure, as an alternative to cash, it's not a bad thing. But it shouldn't be part of your main portfolio construction because it's going to be a loser. And if you don't take my word for it, go to knowyourriskradio.com. We've got the white paper up there by Roger Ibbotson, worked with Milton Friedman at the University of Chicago. He's a PhD at Yale, runs a billion-dollar hedge fund. He's been a leading thought guru in finance for the last 40 years. And he came out with a white paper, conveniently enough, like I've talked about before. It was very edifying for us because it substantiated. It was the first real expert that came out and substantiated what we've been saying for years now. And the whole white paper was research, very thorough research. Remember, he's a doctor professor at Yale. About how fixed index annuities will outperform bonds going forward for the next 15 years. So anyway, guys, keep in mind the cyclicality. Do not get too bullish. This is a wonderful time. It has been for the last 2 years. It's a wonderful time to make sure that you're protected, that you're properly diversified, that you're not paying too much. And to make sure that you're following the plan, that you're not exposed to too much risk. Because everything looks really good right now. Looks fantastic, actually. But when do we want to sell assets? When do we want to be conservative? When things are awesome. We don't want to sell when things are horrible. We don't want to make changes to things and realize losses and all that kind of stuff when things are horrible. As the old saying goes, we want to make hay while the sun's shining. So anyway, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. You can get our free booklet. You can give me a call, talk to me. We can do a portfolio review over the phone. And look, we don't twist any arms, guys. It's like getting a second opinion. 15 minutes. I enjoy it, too, getting to talk to the listeners. It's been a blast. But anyway, we've got to wrap up this segment. As always, I've gone over. But stick with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you worried that a market collapse like 2000 and 2008 could constrain or delay your retirement? Or maybe you're sitting on a pile of cash earning nothing? If so, call us and request our complimentary booklet, Common Sense Investing. Hi, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. We'll show you how you can protect your retirement portfolio against loss, but still participate in market gains. Safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. Our clients have increased their returns while being insured against loss. Stocks, bonds, and real estate are all at record highs. So why risk it? And like our client Dory Monson says, go from retirement hoping to retirement planning.
I am indeed a client, and I recommend Zach to you. Get Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Call now. Get your free copy, 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors and host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo every Saturday morning at 7. I truly believe putting a long-term care plan in place is one of the best things you can do to protect your assets and your family. But I also know more planning is needed as you head into retirement, and none more important than estate planning. That's why I would like you to join me and attorney Rick Gregorick on May 12th for our upcoming retirement asset protection class. Rick is host of Your Partner in Law right here in Cairo, and he will educate you on the steps needed to set up an estate plan to protect you and your family, and he will also teach you about some of the most common mistakes people make when putting an estate plan together.
I will be discussing new long-term care options, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. So join us Saturday, May 12th in Kirkland for Retirement Asset Protection. Seating is limited for this special class, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. So, I want to get right into this one. We've talked about the market updates. We've talked about cyclicality and peak margins. Talked about short-termism. There's a new segment I want to discuss. And I think it's something that every investor would do well to watch. And unlike a lot of guys that do these shows, I'm going to put myself out there on this one. And it's funny because this is a very hot topic, especially in the investment world. You might be sitting there going, look, I don't even know what you're talking about, Zach. How could it be a hot topic? Well, in the investment world, it's a hot topic, and that is Tesla. And I'm going to entitle this segment Anatomy of a Crash. Okay? I am not giving you specific recommendations. I am not telling you to buy, sell. I can't do that legally. But I think it's a great opportunity for investors to learn something. And I also think it's fascinating. But if you haven't, pull up Tesla stock and take a look at it. Do a little research. Read about what's going on. And I'm not going to tell you to sell it. Maybe you're a believer in Elon Musk. This is not a stock advice show. And I'll get myself in trouble doing that, and we don't do that. But what I will say is that if you own Tesla stock, you should be very concerned. And don't just say, no, no, I trust in Elon. I love my Model S. Look, the Model S is a phenomenal car, and Elon Musk is a genius. This is not a personal attack. This is about owning or having capital in a company. Is about investing, and it should be agnostic. So turn the emotions off. Don't fire back at me and tune me out because you don't want to hear it. That's how you lose money. I do not know what will happen with Tesla stock. I do not know if it's going higher. I do not know if it's going lower. What I do know is that it looks very dicey. And again, I'm a huge fan of the cars. Okay, but a company is not just its product. A company is its balance sheet. A company is its cash flows. And Tesla will burn, meaning, you know, companies generate profits. Tesla does the opposite. It burns cash. And it now has a higher market capitalization than Ford, who makes money. And Tesla has a lot of problems. As a matter of fact, it's too much to get into. I mean, I listened to an hour podcast the other day by a couple of hedge fund managers talking about this same thing. One liked it, one didn't. The thing that has me concerned about Tesla is it's got earmarks, which is why I've called this segment Anatomy of a Crash. And I think I think it would be a very valuable investing lesson, which is hype versus reality. And look, when I said I'm going to put myself out there, is it possible that Tesla ends up being the next superstar $400 billion company? Sure, anything's possible. I think it's highly unlikely. And there are a load of cash flow issues. There's a lot of balance sheet problems. There's a lot of profitability issues. The rebates, I think they're getting like don't quote me, but they're getting some kind of kickback. Every car they sell, because it's an electric vehicle, they get like an extra $7,000 or $7,500 check from the government in the form of a kickback. But that's coming to an end next year. And remember, this is a company that's going to burn $4 to $5 billion a year this year. And they've got a lot of production problems going on with their new car, the Model 3. And then the other thing that really caught my eye, which is why I started to do this segment, they have had a mass exodus of very high up executives, including a chief financial officer, I believe a chief operating officer. And as famed investor Jim Chanos, who's one of the smartest, he's been wrong like everybody else, but he's one of the smartest investors over the last 20 years. He called out Enron, if you remember that big debacle. He called out WorldCom. Very astute, very very studious investor. The guy's like a professor. But I'd noticed this exodus of executives. Kind of a tongue twister there. And it piqued my interest. And so I saw this article out by Jim Chanos where he was saying that he hadn't seen an exodus of top-level executives in a company like this since Enron and WorldCom and Valeant. Valeant was another pharmaceutical company that just completely blew up. And you probably know VRX, Valeant. Big story about three years ago. And the reason why we pay attention to that is because if everything is going great at companies, you don't see that type of departure. You don't see executives walking away from stock options and leaving money on the table. Why would they want to? And who knows the company better than the top-level executives? And like I said, this is not the only issue with Tesla. There's a ton of issues. And there are too many to get to on this radio show. But if you haven't looked it up, look it up. Watch it. Because what it looks like to me is you have a religious-like fervor and belief in Elon Musk, which is why the stock is so insanely high, and it's really detached from the underlying fundamentals of the company. Company has an incredible product or two with the Model S, the Model X. The new car, the Model 3, has got a load of issues. But it has potential as well. But the balance sheet, the financing operations of the company are very dicey. And there's a huge disconnect between the stock price and the underlying fundamentals of the company. And like I said, we go on for hours about how many of them there are. There's just a ton of red flags. And now all of a sudden you're seeing the top level executive shuffle out. It's not good, guys. But it's something that if you watch, don't play it one way. I'd encourage you not to play it one way. That's why I said I'm not giving a recommendation. But it will make you a better investor if you watch this process because you'll get more familiar with the whole idea when you see stocks that have these religious-like fervors, these religious-like attitudes where the CEO is a guru and they're going to infinity and beyond. You should be very careful, very discerning about that. And we're going to keep you posted on any developments, but I think it's one of those things to watch that even if you're a casual investor, pay attention to that story because I think you'll learn a lot. And I'm not saying that there's fraud going on or anything like that. I'm just saying there's just a ton of red flags. And I personally have never seen a company with so many red flags that didn't end up having serious problems. So that's a little bit off the beaten track. We didn't talk so much about in that segment about personal investing tips, but I want to help make you a better investor and educate you. And if you'd like to talk more about this or a portfolio review, you know the number, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. We don't charge you. It's not a sales technique. Dory's Monson's one of our clients. He's been on here before and assured people, you know, look, these guys aren't going to try to twist your arm. We're not going to try to trick you into anything or sell you. Our whole thing is we believe our approach works better. We've got the data to back it up. We've got the cost structure to back it up. And when we show clients how we do things and how we think, they usually want to become clients or prospects, how we think. And we just give you the information and let you make up the decision for yourself. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK, or you can go to the radio show website at knowyourriskradio.com. Check out that white paper by Roger Ibbotson. If you hate annuities and you cringe every time I say that word, boy, do we have a lot in common. I know exactly what you think. But listen, listen to people that are smarter than you. Go read that white paper by Roger Ibbotson, comparing fixed indexed annuities to bonds. Not all annuities, fixed index annuities, specifically the ones that I talk about that have no annual costs, they don't cap your growth, and they're guaranteed against loss. Compare them against bonds. There's no contest. Anyway, again, 866-779-RISK. Go to knowyourriskradio.com. Check out the new website. It's live as of today. It's been a great show, guys. Great to be back in the saddle. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful weekend, and let's hope these Hawks have a good draft. Boy, do we need one. Anyway, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. You've been listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.